I'm Omar Mahmoud, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, Hillary made history. Bernie supporters, get over it. Hillary Clinton has become the first female presidential nominee of a major political party. Listen as Conan O'Brien uses her victory to take a jab at her insane reality TV star rival. Seth Meyers gives the diehard Bernie crowd some tips. Stephen Colbert wonders if America will really catch up with 1960s Sri Lanka. And Jimmy Fallon sings a farewell ode to Bernie's campaign. All that and more in today's Punchlines.
Hillary Clinton did it. The first woman ever nominated by a major party. Yes. However you feel, gotta give it up. First woman ever nominated by a major political party. And I'm being told, yes, the Democrats are still considered a major political party. They had a rough week.
Hillary Clinton became the first female nominee of a major party in our country's history. Kind of a big deal, I think. That's history, man. Yeah. So now little girls everywhere can say, one day I'm going to grow up and run against an insane reality TV star.
Democrats held a roll call vote today to formally elect Hillary Clinton as their party's nominee. Delegates had the option of voting either no or, fine.
Elizabeth Warren spoke yesterday. I don't know if you saw her speak. Yesterday at the DNC, Elizabeth Warren said Trump's entire campaign is just one more late-night Trump infomercial. Yeah. Yeah. Trump called her stupid, then said, but wait, there's more. Do that now. Call the number.
Hillary Clinton, this means Hillary Clinton could be the first female president, and America will finally catch up with 1960 Sri Lanka. So,
during his speech, Bernie Sanders said that he knows people are disappointed with the results of the primaries, saying, quote, I think it's fair to say nobody is more disappointed than I am. At which point, Jeb Bush threw his empty Haagen-Dazs container at the TV.
What about me?
Actually, Boyz II Men actually opened up the Democratic Convention yesterday performing... We love Boyz II Men. Performing their hit Motown Philly. Yeah. They closed out the show with Bernie Sanders singing It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday.
It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. Day.
Look, I get disappointment. We've all experienced disappointment. I couldn't get Rihanna to go out with me, but I don't stand in the kitchen and boo my wife.
Now, it was gonna be tough for any speakers tonight to top last night's impassioned plea by First Lady Michelle Obama to raise the level. Wasn't it amazing? Incredible. She had an impassioned plea for raising the level of our national discourse.
I want someone with the proven strength to persevere. Someone who knows this job and takes it seriously. Someone who understands that the issues a president faces are not black and white and cannot be boiled down to 140 characters.
Oh, that's good. I'm gonna tweet that right now. That's good. Yeah, really got it.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.